This week on Video Death Loop. What is love? Plus, when most people talk about podcasts, they're usually referring to something entirely different. Welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host of this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
I'm sorry, John. You're the host?
Yes.
Is that what you're
I've established
me?
It. Yeah. You know what? We took a vote. You weren't in attendance. Sorry.
I abstained. Yes.
You abstained one vote for host. And let me check the ballot here. Oh, it says John Hurst as host, though.
John, so, yeah, I demand a manual recount. I want to see the paper trail.
Okay. Good. I'm you know what? I'm glad you are participating in the electoral process, Aaron. I appreciate that on here. Let me look at it. Yep. Okay. One abstained. One. Signature. I even signed it at the bottom. I said John Hurst, signed John Hurst. Check mark, winky faced, heart.
Okay. I'm going to need a ruling on whether that makes your ballot valid or not. Is it valid if you draw little winky faces on the ballot?
It's all computers nowadays, man. Like, you can just, like, it'll just scan the little Scantron little part and it would just, like, yeah, like, blings brings up the American flag. You get a voted sticker. It's great. It's
a little animated GIF. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I will acknowledge that you have won the host. I'm unhappy about it.
I mean, you don't have to be happy about it, but it is the future. So we're going to change a lot of things in this episode before you regain control in the next electoral podcast season.
I feel like this is very much mirroring my current feelings toward the electoral.
Do you ever wish that you could just maybe on the voting process when you put the vote in the machine? Like, I think what if they just let you just put you can just choose the GIF that pops up like a toilet flushing or something
It's hard to say. I think I would feel nothing if I got to choose the animated GIF, right? Because it means nothing. Because it's just a thing I chose to see, and then it showed me the thing I chose to see. That's nothing. I think I would prefer, even if it was just on a sort of voting location by voting location, like a precinct by precinct basis. Like one of those old people that runs the polls for whatever reason, if they got to choose a different animated GIF every day.
Someone else doing that. Okay.
Yeah, because everyone's seeing it, right? Like everyone's seeing that little animation, at least for that day. You know, you just give them 100 different ones to choose from. It can be a toilet flushing. They could still pick the American flag. They might pick the Pakistani flag. Why is the Pakistani flag waving? We don't know. An 85-year-old man with nothing better to do got to choose the GIF today, and he thought it was pretty.
Yeah, Bill has some wild opinions out there for different things. Deborah picked a flower.
Yeah, I mean, but that would be kind of fun. You know, it's just the more people that see it, the more important it is, it feels like. And if it's just me seeing it, it just means nothing. It means nothing.
Okay. I get you there. You're waiting in the line and you have your image picker for today is they have a picture of the poster board
that they literally just tape a picture.
Yeah, yeah. With scotch tape. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that might cause me to go vote multiple times, just see what the who the aide de jour of the day would be. But
yes, I would.
It might backfire.
I would very easily commit voter fraud if I got to see what each person at the voting precinct got to pick when it was their day to pick the animation that plays after you submit your vote.
Yeah, it's like oh, did you? Oh, it's like, oh, you went to the senior center. Well, I went to the gym, the elementary gymnasium. They picked way better images over there.
Mine had a firework. It was awesome.
Whoa, just one firework? Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, we got multiple over here.
Oh no, those are the hacked voting machines. You voted on a hacked voting machine. The real ones only have a single firework.
Oh no. It was really funny when the next day someone just picked the hacked.gif for the
You've been hacked.
Aaron, I picked a video for you this week.
Okay, yeah. I guess as the host. Okay, actually I'm back on board with you being the host because okay. I really don't know what video that I would have picked this week.
Yeah, I until about an hour ago, I did not know either, but I feel confident in my choice to give it to the podcast public and you as well as co-host, present my findings to the establishment here, and we're going to watch it on loop until one of us gives up on it in 3, 2, 1.
What am I watching here? Okay, it is the What Is Love music video that has nothing to do with Night at the Roxbury.
Yes. Have you ever thought that the song, the hit song of the early 90s, What Is Love, that appeared on everything and every techno album, like greatest hits album on Time Life for on like in 11 p.m. commercials. Did you ever think it had a music video?
I mean, I suppose I hadn't thought about it, but now that you're saying it, it's so obvious that it would. I've never seen this before. I don't know the yeah. artist.
Yeah, just Trinidad and Tobago artist, I believe. Like, he got the one hit. Like, he got the one hit. It was like, yeah, got my money. We're good.
Oh, so he's from Trinidad and Tobago? Tobago?
Tobago, yeah. Yeah. Tomato.
Tomato. Potato. Potato.
Yeah, I think he's originally from there. And on the quick Wikipedia search I did, like, apparently it was, like all good Eurobeat is from Europe, actually. So...
I mean, I guess I hadn't thought about it, but yes, it is very clearly like a Eurobeat song. It's so similar to like the Planet of the Bass. I'm just wondering how I've never thought about it before. You know, I just thought it was like a club song, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, no, it's got like a lady that just sings backing vocals, and then nothing that is said makes any sense, and there's vampires.
Yeah, like everything in the 90s, everything eventually becomes a vampire.
I was immediately reminded watching this video of the Total Eclipse of the Heart video we watched. I think, was it this season or was it the end
it was
of last
the season.
Season? Okay.
Yeah.
Is this shot in the same building? Like, is there more than one building that looks like this? Because it looks like, not every room looks like right. it was one of the rooms from Total Eclipse of the Heart, but it does, some of the hallways look very much like that video, which is also very vampire focused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, John. Very true. We saw that and we were like, Bonnie Tyler was totally getting raptured by vampires of the school, of the schoolhouse or whatever it was.
Yeah. This scene right there looks like it could have been the previous one in the hallway specifically.
Yeah. The scene where he's asking, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Yes. Well, he's sort of asked that a lot, I suppose.
Yeah. it's an important question. I mean, like, he wouldn't ask it multiple times if it wasn't an important question to him. So I respect that from Hathaway.
Does he get an answer? It's hard to say.
There's what appears to be three girls, three women in this video. One of them may be a vampire, and the other two are just happy to be there, I guess. They don't answer him.
No, she's a vampire, dude. Like, she bites him on the neck at one point.
Yeah, it could be a LARPer, though. It could be.
It's a dedicated LARP. It's enough that I would feel like I would be offending them if I didn't just refer to them as a vampire. I mean, right. The body fishnet suit with, like, the weird, I don't know, fetish gear underneath it, the vampire cape, biting the dude in the neck, hanging out in the Victorian mansion. Like, it's just clearly there. She identifies as a vampire. Like, I'm going to respect
it. I agree. I was going to respect it. But, like, when you first, like
the other women, I don't know what they're not vampires.
They went for aerobics class or something. I don't know. Yeah. Like, they're in different gear. Like, there's one that is, she's dressed in vampire. The other two are in, like, workout spandex ready for jazzercise. Like, they heard the song and they thought, they were like, oh, this is where the routine is happening at. So they just went in for it.
There have been times here and there where I have been in, like, local commercials and depending on the budget, the ones I've been in, low budget, generally they're like, please just wear something that seems like it would be appropriate for the role. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to bring my own fucking clothes to this. Okay, well, I hope I'm not fucking up this commercial by wearing something that they don't see as being valid. And I feel like Hathaway, I feel like he had a costume budget. I feel like Vampire Lady had a costume budget. But I feel like every other woman in here, they were just like, just wear something that you think would be in a music video.
Well, like, one of them has at least two different outfits. So she either couldn't decide or she was like, they got to the shoot. They did the first, like, where she's kind of dancing and acting a little crazy to the beat and, like, having a good time with the other dancer. And it's like, hold on a second. We got to change your outfit here real quick.
Which one is it? Is it like...
Oh, never mind. Like, no, you're okay.
Is it one piece, like, but with one piece black bathing suit, but with, like, a leopard, like, chest piece thing?
Oh, no. I think I was wrong. I think I got it mixed up there because there is... Yeah, there's the one lady wearing the two-piece, and there's one wearing the Power Rangers, like she's a yellow ranger in a wearing all the yellows. Like, she goes to Angel Grove, basically.
Yes. She's hanging out at the teen center juice bar. She's like, guys, I would love to go fight some putties today, but I've got to meet up with Hathaway.
Yeah. Hathaway. It's like, oh, you know, the What Is Love guy. It's like, okay. Well, okay. Does it pay? No, it doesn't pay. I have to bring my own clothes.
You gotta bring my own outfit. I hope I'm not fucking up the vibe. She shows up. I'm fucking up the vibe here.
When you were in these commercials, Aaron, was there ever a time where you chose your outfit and they were like, oh, you're wearing that? Or they kind of like looked at you disappointed at what you were chose to wear?
Oh, for sure. But like, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? They were like, okay, they paid some dude like $100 to show up and they told him to bring his own outfit. Like, what were they expecting?
Yeah,
but you get what you pay for. You absolutely get what you pay for with local commercials. And the ones that I'm in don't pay anything, so they get what they pay for, which is garbage.
So you just present, like, you present your work casual wear proudly for that commercial.
Yeah, for sure. There was one I feel like they got really aggressive with me because it was a dude, like, it not, but it was like in editing because there. So I knew the director of the commercial. I knew the editor of the commercial. Okay. And I'm like, I'm going to come out looking awesome. I don't give a shit. I'm going to, whatever. We'll do a few takes and they'll pick the best one. Okay. And the commercial comes out and it's fucking terrible. Like, it's the worst acting I've ever seen myself do. It's and I called up my buddy who was the editor. I'm like, what did you do? Like, why did you pick every single like worst take. He's like, oh dude, I'm sorry, I was so slammed, so I like shipped that off to Nashville or something, and someone out there edited it.
Oh, I got fivered.
I got fucking fivered. And they probably, they just did like, they just, okay, the first take, we're doing that. We're doing that. Mm-hmm. This is a commercial for like an air conditioning company. So clearly, clearly we are just looking at the first take. We are not comparing them.
Ed, we have a director. We have an editor. They're busy on other projects. You just got me, Timothy.
Yeah. No, it was like to the point that my sister was made, I mean, admittedly, if you have a sibling, you know it's not hard for your sister to like make fun of you about something.
100%,
but,
yeah.
But my sister was making fun of me for the acting in the commercial. And I'm like, what? I didn't, trust me, there were better takes. I know there were better. They pick the worst take every single time.
I mean, you know, you said before, you know the director, you know the editor of this commercial. Could you have theoretically got the takes that you were the better ones and make like the Aaron cut of this commercial?
I mean, maybe if I cared enough. I mean, I assumed eventually it would stop airing. And I guess it did because no one's talked to me about it in a long time.
Right.
And I hope that the people hired a better actor or editor for their next commercial.
I just, like, in my head, all I can see, like, if you make the Aaron version of the cut and you just like stealth release that, and it's like just like on the air, just like in between like the other commercials, like, no, we got an artistic vision here for air conditioner commercials.
I'd love to see the avant-garde air conditioning commercial. What is air conditioning? Don't hurt me no more. Air conditioning. did you know this song? Okay, I'm going to be real. I'm going to be like super honest. Okay. My first interaction with this song was with the Saturday Night Live skit.
Makes sense.
I don't think I'd ever heard it before that. Did you experience it before the Saturday Night Live skit that would spawn the Night at the Roxbury movie?
It probably became part of it because of that, but I was not kidding when I was saying like it was like a lot of those late night commercials where they was like you can listen to the best of techno or the like the best of pop or like top hits of the 90s or something like that. What Is Love came up on there because it's just like they probably were, it was like everyone had the rights, so it's like, yeah, we give us money, we don't care, give us Hadaway's gotta buy it like a basketball team in Europe or something. I don't know.
He really wants to have provided costumes for every person in his next video. So
yeah.
He cannot deal with spandex workout yellow Power Ranger lady anymore.
Mean, look at poor Hadaway. Hadaway had to deal with, but like he only has half a costume. He's got some pants and he's got a vest.
He's got pants and a vest. That was kind of a look in the 90s though.
True.
Right, like pants and open vest. You're not nipping out or anything, but you are showing. You know, you're showing a little bit of taco meat.
Yeah,
showing a little bit of. Do other people call chest hair taco meat?
I've heard other people call it taco meat. Before.
Okay,
yeah,
but outside of people we know,
yes, actually.
Okay, yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. I was beginning to think, because I've said that a few times recently for some reason, I've talked about taco meat, and people have no idea what I'm talking about. Like, is this some sort of weird slang that developed amongst, like, a dozen people 15 years ago, and I guess I just never encountered a slang word for chest hair before, and it just stuck for me, and I assumed everyone used it. But okay, so other people say that too.
Good. Yeah, no, I've good. Definitely been in the mostly at like conventions or something. I've heard like someone else mentioning the words taco meat referring to chest hair. So you are at least to me, or maybe those people are just like, it's like, yeah, they just maybe they're like, oh, they just said like they were just like kind of like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Did they hear us talking about it?
Maybe.
Thought that was like, oh, that's, I guess that's what cool people call chest hair. It's taco meat.
They saw that.
Should we right now create, like, surely something that people talk about semi-regularly has never had a slang word before. And should we make up a slang word for it and then push it right now? Like right now, and see if we can make that happen.
Well, I mean, what would you? It is incredibly hard to make slang on the spot, because one, if you make it up, like if you try to force it, it's not cool anymore. No one's going to take it.
We got it. I mean, every single slang word someone came up with at some point, right? And so I'm not saying we're going to force it. I'm just saying if we can come up with like a really fun thing to describe, just, you know, like chest hair, great choice to make up like a unknown slang word for. Like even if taco meat is like a forced slang word, it's a great one.
Right.
Because it's like such a gross and weird thing. So we need to think of like a weird but common thing that people tend to maybe like avoid talking about, like knees, knees or ankles. Like, I don't know if I've ever heard a slang word for ankles or knees. It doesn't have to be a body part.
I mean, like with ankles, like you got, that's very close to heel. Like you'd get Achilles heel. So like people use that as a term for that on there. But like knees, you might be onto something. The only time I ever hear about knees is when they hurt, honestly. Like you don't ever think about knees otherwise. Like if you got injured or you're replacing it, you hear about a knee.
Yeah, what, you know, because, okay, and I'm going to give you an example of when you might use a cool slang word for a knee. It's okay. Like, what if you're wearing short shorts, right? And you're like, oh short? Man, above the knee. And that's why you're going to describe it as like, oh man, with these shorts, I'm going to get my knees out. But you don't say knees. You say, I don't know, potato hampers or something like that.
Potato hampers?
I don't know what potato hampers means.
What correlates a potato to a knee to you, Aaron?
I mean, they're kind of knobby, you know? Kind of? Like potatoes kind of have bumps. They have skin.
Yeah, they have a bunch of dead skin sometimes on them. You gotta like scrape it.
Yeah, they're like hard. I'm saying there's a lot of potato like qualities for a knee.
They're not soft like potatoes though. Like they're kind of like
potatoes.
Coconuts
aren't soft until you cook them.
Yeah, or if you use them a bunch, like in the like your knees, eventually they get like the cartilage in your knee will just get like royally messed up.
But I mean, I feel like we are trending pretty close to like it's a body part and we're naming it after like a food. And right. I think it needs to be really unsurprising if we're going to come up with an unknown slang word.
OK, let's focus on the knees a little bit. Like seeing what they do, like, yeah, it's kind of round, kind of big. Yeah, you're right. They're kind of lumpy. So like the potatoes do make sense on that.
They do make sense. I'm willing to say I'm maybe being a little like, I'm just worried. I don't want to like copy taco meat, right? Even on like a conceptual level, right? I'd rather like come up with something like a new slang word for an antenna,
right? Do you put potatoes in hampers often or something?
It's I like, don't know. I just I said
I'm sorry. That's why I'm trying to get up.
I wish I could help you psychoanalyze why I said potato hampers, but I think I just wanted to come up with something that was an unusual thing to say and that I don't think I'd ever heard before.
Okay.
But if you do, I'm very cool with the idea of coming up with a slang word for knees. Let me just make sure. Let me bing this real quick. Is there a slang word for knees?
Okay. Yeah. While you're doing that, like one thing... like everyone is kind of dancing. Okay. Like they're not as crazy as like the vampire lady. Like she's all in on it. She's doing a different script. She is not following the script that the director, she is like probably rebelling against the director actively in this music video, feels like.
John, I don't know what to fucking make of the results.
What
what Bing says to me.
Okay, hold on. Is safe search on or off, first of all?
I don't even know.
Ooh, that's dangerous.
Okay. It's on moderate. It's on moderate. I guess I haven't I haven't edited my Bing search settings on this computer. Okay. I searched, is there a slang word for knees? And I got, obviously, because it's 2025 and we have to have completely useless AI results at the top of every search query.
No. Oh, no.
Bing sliding in with presumably some AI says slang words for knee include eighth base.
What?
And then eighth base spelled out instead of A-T-H. Eighth, O-T-K spanking? O-T-K?
Like,
John, I'm telling you what I know. O-T-K. Arrow in the knee. And then, John, and then it follows with, however, when most people talk about knees, they are usually referring to something entirely different.
What? No, stop. We're talking about knees.
We don't know if when most, according to Bing, when
what does
most
Bing think we're talking
people
about?
Talk about knees, they are usually referring to something entirely different.
What if we wanted dicks, we type in dicks. It's the internet. It's the future. We want to talk about knees, Bing.
But it does not tell me what they're talking about. It's just saying that when most people talk
when
about...
When most people. Oh, it's looking down on it. It's not telling us. Like the person, you know, it's like the person like one grade above you in school who think like they know all the slang before you do, but he won't tell you because you're not cool enough. He's exactly like that. That's what Bing is right now.
I don't...
What are knees, Bing? What are knees?
You just need to ask most people, of which clearly you and I are not a part of most people.
Bing, what? Okay, let's. We were trying to. Does Bing realize that we're trying to solve an issue here? That like, does it? It just. It's.
No, I really don't. I really don't think they know. I really don't think they care.
Yeah.
They just.
Have you ever referred to a knee as something different, Aaron? Like,
no,
you meant something different. It's like, yeah, check out my knees. And like, you're like nodding like suggestively or something. Have you ever done that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's what I'm saying. I think a knee is actually a great, because there's some like semi sort of funny / sexual ways you can bring up knees. And then if you called them, you know, something like, again, I'm going to say potato hampers again. I'm sorry, because we haven't come up with a different word for them yet. But I was like,
kind of,
oh yeah,
on me. I'm not going to lie. But
let's get out the old potato hampers here, and there you go. You can, that's like, fun.
Yeah, the Torgos or something like that. Just
the Torgos.
Yeah, good old Torgos.
I love it. I feel like a bunch of people are going to love it, and I feel like a bunch of people are going to have no idea what it means. It's just a string of, if you haven't seen Manos, the Hands of Fate, mm-hmm. then you got no idea what a Torgo is.
True.
So it's not fun to say.
I also haven't seen a potato hamper, and like
I don't know what a fucking potato hamper either. Is it? I really don't want to get hung up on potato hamper, but we've been talking about it for 10 fucking minutes now. So it feels like we're kind of, but people know what a hamper is, and they know what a potato is. And it's not a big stretch to imagine just a hamper full of potatoes. But I also don't think a hamper full of potatoes describes
a
knee very well.
Yeah,
right?
It's like a bunch of knees, which is, you know, medically impossible for a
what
lot
if you
of
called it
animals.
What if you called it the old downstairs potato? What if you called a knee the old downstairs potato? It's like, you better keep your eyes up on my face, John, because I've got the old downstairs potatoes out.
I think I would be asking most people what he's talking about. Is what I,
yeah, okay.
I think what would be happening.
It's like, what the fuck?
Because it's like, is that,
the
that that's
old
a dick.
Downstairs.
That's a dick.
Yeah, that's what makes it great, right? Is it does kind of sound like you're talking about a dick, but it's your knees. It's
yeah.
your knees.
You can kind of.
Are we going to bump into it? Like, is a potato just too chud like for us to move past?
It's like most slang. The reason why I'm hung up on it, though, is because, like most slang, you hit that one word and like it gets stuck in your mind, and suddenly I just want to say it all the time. That's why I'm stuck on it, Aaron. You've invented slang and we haven't even finished it on there. I think you got it.
I really didn't mean to get it in wood. I literally just said two random words as a placeholder.
That's how it
they
works,
might have
though.
Been lorem ipsum. Okay, fine. Knees are now potato hampers.
I was actually going to downstairs potatoes. I was talking about that.
Oh,
part,
the old downstairs potatoes?
Yeah, I was thinking about the potato part of that is what I meant.
Just potato? The potatoes?
Well, downstairs potatoes. Now,
the
because like I was thinking
potatoes.
About it in my head.
Okay.
I was thinking about it in my head. And like you can kind of bend your knees like a steps. So like downstairs, you know, like you can step on the knees on someone else if you're trying to get to a higher place. It's very uncomfortable for them, but you know, it kind of works.
All right. We have to, you and I have, like, we know no one else is calling knees the downstairs potatoes right now. Right now. We know that. Right. That's what you and I have to make a pact that we're going to try anytime slang is appropriate and we're talking about knees, we have to call them the downstairs potatoes.
Oh, I'm doing commentary this week and I can make that happen. I can try to find a way to slide the downstairs potatoes
John,
in.
Okay. Tell everyone where you're doing commentary at.
I'll be doing commentary at CEO for a fighting game tournament in Orlando.
Okay. So watch the CEO stream. It's on Twitch. John will be there. I presume it's on Twitch. I just said it's on Twitch.
Yeah, it's on Twitch.
It's fucking
on
Twitch. Watch that this weekend. See if someone hits a fighting game guy, hits another fighting game guy with like
in
a flying knee. You know, it's like a tiger, you know. Tiger got what's his name? He has a knee
Sagat,
attack, right?
Sagat, yeah.
Sagat
yeah.
has a knee
yeah.
attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
John's
tiger
like,
knee.
If John says, "Oh, he got it with the old downstairs potatoes," you're gonna feel so fucking cool because mm-hmm. you're gonna know what John's talking about.
That's true. You're on the cusp of the future right now.
Yeah, right now. And if we hear someone ever say downstairs potatoes, we know we started that.
Yeah.
This episode.
It's like a secret handshake, you know? It's like you know they're in the cool club. You know you can trust them.
I don't see, that's not right though. I don't want it to be Video Deathloop fans only that say this.
Right,
I want
right.
it to be general.
Okay.
I want people to say downstairs potatoes that have never heard of Video Deathloop, that don't know what a John Hurst is, that don't know mm-hmm. who an Aaron Littleton is. I want it to be a real, although low key and cool, not said every day kind of. I want to make my own taco meat, John. I want to be the taco meat guy.
You want to be the taco meat guy?
I want to be the guy that came up with taco meat.
Okay.
Right here, right now.
Downstairs potatoes. Okay.
Downstairs potatoes are now knees. Everyone starts saying it. It's really important.
Extremely.
I tell you what, if I don't hear someone else saying downstairs potatoes within the next, I'm going to give you guys 2 years to make this a thing. 2 years. We're starting a Patreon.
Wait. Okay. So that means if someone mentions downstairs potatoes, we're just
then
not.
That is all the value I needed to have gotten out of this podcast.
Okay.
All right. Okay. But if they haven't within 2 years, if I haven't heard someone else say that, that's not John, we're starting a fucking Patreon.
Okay. Aaron, don't hurt me no more. I'm tapping.
Okay.
I'm tapping.
Okay. Oh, I'm happy for you to tap.
I'm happy to tap. I'm happy to use my singular vote to tap.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
As the video,
as the first amongst equals, you do get that power, don't you? As host,
I get the first vote.
Yep.
Hadaway. Vampires. Yeah. What is love? Knees.
Knees. A lot of knees in this one.
I still think Bing needs to get off its fucking high horse a little bit, but trying to make it thinks it knows something that we don't. It's like, no, you're just out of the loop as much as us. We're gonna know it before Bing. Like, I want people to actually say it, and I don't want Bing to know about it until like after that 2 year period.
Yeah, I super don't want Bing to know about it.
Yeah. I'm kind of like, we've been a pro Bing search. How many bases do you think there are in baseball, Bing?
I don't know.
Oh man, man. Okay. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to get hung up on that, but that's, we're learning a lot about the internet and the horrible future that it's coming to be. But that's been a video death loop. That's the full episode right there.
Sure is.
Didn't expect to get into another vampire music video so soon, but happy to oblige there.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I liked listening to it. Liked watching it. All in all, great piece of media.
Mm-hmm. Good content. That's what we want. That's what we actually want here.
I mean, if we're not making good content, what are we doing?
No, I don't know. Like we're talking on a recording, having fun.
Yeah. Okay. I guess you're right. Fuck making good content. I just want to have fun, baby.
Maybe. But yeah. No. If you like that, if you want to have fun too, you can tell a friend. Tell everyone you know. Like check this guy out. Like if someone asks you, why are you calling knees down downstairs potatoes? You can point directly to this. You can send them. You can send them to the Know Your Meme page in a couple years, maybe, and have that referred to here. Maybe that'll be part of that.
And we're not going to do it. We're not. If you see it on Know Your Meme, if you see it on Urban Dictionary, we didn't put it there. That is not a thing we're doing.
Yeah.
I'm invested in the purity of it, John. Mm-hmm. I'm invested in the purity of it. I think if you had such a strong reaction to downstairs potatoes, I do believe that other people will too. I just want to see someone say it. I just want them to say it.
Just, I mean, that's, you know, otherwise we're going to have to make a Patreon, and that's going to be,
no one wants,
you
know, that.
No one wants to have, you know, like extra perks for their podcast.
We're
right?
not meeting our stretch goals. What are you talking about?
You can't review us, though. You can. That's not a stretch goal, but you can. You can choose to do that on whatever podcasting platform you choose to listen to us on. Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
Questions@videodeathloop.com. You can ask us more questions about where we think, what we think about, like where the body parts are and everything on there, or what is love? Yeah, we, you know, everything in between. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Aaron, am I forgetting something?
Yeah, you need to tell them to have a nice week.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Have a nice week.
Bye. Bye.